Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, The Fiction of Nationalism. Leon Efendi Baus was the grandson of an Ottoman military physician who had moved his family from Greece to Iraq sometime during the 19th century. Under Ottoman law, his father was considered Greek. In 1897, when war broke out between Greece and the Ottoman Khilafa, his father took an oath of allegiance to retain citizenship within the Khilafa. After the partition of the Ottoman territories in 1918 by the Allied forces, Baus was granted Arab citizenship. In 1919, Baus wrote a letter to the British High Commissioner seeking to understand how he could be forced to become an Arab. He also wondered how exactly the British could conjure up Hejaz, Mesopotamia, Transjordan, Egypt, and Turkey, and now force people to become subjects of these newborn countries. The British Mandate officers never addressed his concerns, and his case remained unresolved. In 1921, the British government established the Emirate of Transjordan and granted ruling to Abdullah, the brother of King Faisal. The region was carved out by British officers to serve as a prize to Abdullah for his role in the Arab Revolt, as well as to serve as a buffer zone between Syria and Palestine. This came after attempts by the General Syrian Congress, GSC, to oppose the separation of Palestine from Syria by the British and its colonization by Zionist settlements. In 1924, after the abolition of the Khilafa Caliphate by Mustafa Kemal, Sharif Hussein, who had been granted the title King of Hejaz by the British after launching the Arab Revolt, proclaimed himself the new Khalifa. However, his reign as Khalifa was short-lived. The British colonial officers shifted their support from Hussein to Ibn Saud, who in 1925 captured Mecca and sent Hussein into exile. Ibn Saud declared himself the new King of Hejaz. Later, in 1932, the Saud family united their territories in the Hejaz and Najd regions to make the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In 1936, when the French drafted a treaty for Lebanon, protests broke out in Beirut, Sidon, and Tripoli, all demanding union with Syria. These protests were ignored by the French mandate officers, who continued with their plans to keep Syria separated from Lebanon. All of these territories were once a part of the Ottoman Caliphate, and like Baus pointed out in his letters, the nation-states that were built upon them were nothing more than artificial constructions by colonial officers. After the colonialists had divided up the Muslim world, they worked towards changing its system of governance. Parliamentary systems were introduced, and the colonial officers would only engage with their subjects if they agreed to organize themselves in the form of democratic parties. Those who were brought into power by the colonialists were those who accepted their laws and principles. The emergence of nation states in the Muslim world is therefore inextricably linked to a history of colonialism and coercion by European powers who wanted to see the Muslim world divided. The question then is, why do we continue to accept this form of governance for ourselves? The answer perhaps can be found in what Ibn Khaldun, rahimahullah, wrote centuries ago in his Muqaddimah. Ibn Khaldun wrote, "The defeated is always keen to imitate the victor in his slogan, dress, sect, and all his conditions and customs. The reason for this is that the soul always believes in perfection in the one who has defeated it, and he has submitted to. It is either because he sees perfection in what he has provided him with of glorification of him, or it is because he is deceived by the fact that his submission is not due to the nature of victory itself, but instead due to the perfection of the victor. With the recent crisis in Palestine, it has become critical that the Muslim world begin to reevaluate its form of governance and its adoption of Western principles. The quote, superior West is what was responsible for the creation of the Zionist state that today commits genocide against the Muslims of Palestine. Its actions are justified by the language of the nation state. The quote, right to statehood. The quote, right to protect borders. And it is the same language that the governments of the Muslim world used to justify their lack of action against the Zionist regime. Ibn Khaldun rahimahullah's point is that instead of assuming the victor is perfect, we must consider the reasons for the defeat. It was the abandonment of the Sharia and the abolishment of the Khilafah by Mustafa Kemal that placed the Muslim world in its humiliating state today. It is only through the revival of the Sharia and the restoration of the Khilafah that the Muslim world can overcome their present conditions. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that He will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers in the earth as He granted it to those before them, and that He will grant them the authority to practice their religion, that which He has chosen for them, i.e. Islam. Surah An-Nur 55. It was narrated that Jundub bin Abdullah said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قاتل تحت راية عمية يقاتل عصبية ويغضب لعصبية فقط. Whoever fights for a cause that is not clear, advocating tribalism, getting angry for the sake of tribalism, then he has died a death of Jahiliyyah. Imam An-Nawawi said in his Sharh, indeed, he gets angry for tribal partisanship, and not to support the deen, tribal partisanship is supporting his nation in oppression. The word asabiyyah refers to tribalism and all its related ideas such as nationalism. There are many ahadith that discuss how much tribalism is hated in Islam. As Muslims, we unify through Islam. Our Islamic identity is dominant over everything else. Otherwise, our death is linked to the death of Jahiliyyah, as if we were not Muslim. We die sinful. Mm-hmm. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Khalil Musab, Wilaya, Pakistan.